Lusaka, R. Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Patriotic Front PF Kanchivia Member of Parliament Sunday Chandas says his party risks failing to take part in the upcoming general election. UPND optimistic that government will manage maize bumper harvest. In international news, Uganda's military chief gives opposition leader 48 hours to surrender to police. And in sports, Copper Queens get the ball rolling ahead of WAFCON.
And now, the Power FM News.
We're up front and reliable news every day. My name is Abigail Trassis. Patriotic Front PF Kanchimia Member of Parliament Sunday Tanda says there is a good chance that his party will not be on the ballot in the upcoming general election, citing the ongoing intra-party leadership crisis as a major obstacle to rebuilding the party. The lawmaker expressed concern that with little time before the general election, the current situation within the PF undermines the quality of democracy. Speaking on the political podcast on Power FM this morning, the Kanchimia lawmaker stated that unless something miraculous, the party may not recover from these prolonged power struggles, adding that the dynamics that killed Zambia's first democratically elected party, the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, will also destroy the PF. Commenting on Zambia's political landscape, Mr. Chanda stated that the country is in an awkward situation because it faces a fragmented opposition despite significant progress in embracing pluralism. He stated that Zambia's opposition has been severely fragmented over the last 4 years and that it has failed to provide informed checks and balances.
And I can say it without any fear of contradiction that there's no member of parliament today in the Patriotic Front who knows on which ticket to contest or recontest the next election. The signs are there for all to see that unless the issues are resolved miraculously, then we would have the Patriotic Front on the ballot paper. The chances are very high that August 2026 will not see the Patriotic Front on the ballot paper.
Yeah.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, is optimistic that government will adequately handle another bumper harvest and that it has put measures in place to ensure farmers supplying maize to the Food Reserve Agency are paid. Speaking in an interview, UPND Media Director Maxim Mwe said delays in payments were largely due to production exceeding what was initially budgeted for, but stressed that the government had anticipated the surplus. Mr. Simoe said the new Dawn administration has signed market access agreements with countries in the region, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, to allow Zambia to export surplus maize. He explained that once government meets its budgeted maize purchase target, any excess is exported through government-to-government arrangements, generating income to clear outstanding payments to farmers. Mr. Simoe described the current situation as unprecedented, noting that Zambia is producing enough maize to earn billions of kwacha from exports, positioning the country as a regional breadbasket. He attributed the bumper harvest to increased farmer anticipation under government programs, such as the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, which supported more than 10,000 farmers, and the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, which brought in new farmers, including women. Mr. Simoe assured farmers that government remains committed to paying all suppliers and stabilizing the maize market going forward.
The president has signed what we call market access agreements with countries in the region. The market access agreement enables you to sell to the strategic countries your products when they are in surplus supply. So, what are some of the countries? There's DRC. We need to pay extra attention to these signings because potentially many economies are protective of the local market. For example, they will say, can Zambia, for example, import maize? Unless we have a very serious crisis as it were previously. Yes. So moving forward, because we'll be a breadbasket in the region, it's unlikely that we'll have a policy that allows for the importation of, because we'll have a lot in maize, then we can export. So now, while it is true that there was a bumper harvest beyond what was targeted, the consolation is that there was already a plan. You heard the president say, the surplus, we shall do what? We shall export.
Zesco Limited has secured the conviction of sentencing and sentencing of three young men in Nakonde District for vandalism and theft of electricity infrastructure. The Tinsali High Court has sentenced Maison Nambi, age 21, Abel Mumba, age 20, and Joseph Silwamba, age 22, all of Ntindi Village under Chief Nawai Twika, to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor. The three were arrested on the 1st of January 2025 following a series of cable thefts that left several households in Akonde without electricity. The offenses were committed between 20th November and 31st December 2024, during which the accused targeted residential areas and stole electricity service cables. The suspects initially faced 10 counts of vandalism and theft. When they appeared before High Court Judge Justice Willie Sinyangwe on 15th January 2026, they submitted to one count and denied the remaining nine. The court convicted them on their admitted charge and acquitted them on the other counts. The sentence takes effect from 1st January 2025. ZESCO Senior Manager for Special Duties and Investigations, Benny Mwanamakwa, said the conviction sends a strong warning that vandalism of public infrastructure will not be tolerated. He also expressed concern over the involvement of young people in such crimes and called on parents, schools and community leaders to help protect youth from criminal activities. ZESCO has appealed to members of the public to report anyone suspected of vandalizing electricity infrastructure, saying the crime affects communities, businesses and national development. The Green Resilient and Transformational Tourism Development Project, GRAPE TDP, has reached a key milestone in the implementation of road infrastructure works in Livingston. GRAPE TDP project coordinator Chilalahaba Simbi says the project team is in collaboration with officers from Livingston City Council and the contractor Kyle G Construction Zambia Limited has been conducting joint inspections of all targeted roads. Ms. Havasimbi explained that the inspections are intended to certify the works and facilitate the issuance of formal handover certificate, which will allow full-scale construction to commence. She commended the contractor for being proactive, noting that preliminary activities have already begun. These include ground testing and design assessments aimed at determining appropriate materials for the construction of durable and sustainable roads. Ms. Havasimbi emphasized that the GRAPE TDP is a climate change-focused initiative designed to support both mitigation and adaptation to climate-related challenges. She added that the roadworks have been carefully designed to respond to Livingston's natural landscape, ensuring long-term benefits for local communities while enhancing the city's tourism potential. Ms. Havasimbi further clarified that although the construction contract has already been signed, the current process involves certifying the handover to officially authorize the commencement of the works. Earlier, Livingston City Council engineers, together with GRAPE TDP entourage, visited the 10 roads earmarked for development that include Chimwemwe Way, Mwela Road, Kaunda Road, Macha Road and the Kute Way, among others. In international news, the Republic of Congo has set the presidential election for March 15th. This was announced by the government spokesperson Thierry Mongala. According to the constitution, the presidential election must be held at least 30 days and no more than 40 days before the end of the current presidential term. Incumbent President Denis Sassou Nguesso was sworn in for his term on April 16, 2021. The electoral administration has not yet set the deadlines for submitting candidacies. In the meantime, the Congolese Labour Party has already nominated Nguesso as its candidate. Other possible candidates include former rebel leader Frederic Bintsamo, alias Pastor Ntumi, and Dave Mafola, the youngest candidate in the last presidential election. Still in international news, Uganda's military chief has given opposition leader Bobi Wine 48 hours to surrender to police following last week's disputed presidential election. African News has more.
Uganda's military chief has given opposition leader Bobi Wine 48 hours to surrender to police following last week's disputed presidential election. Wine, who finished runner-up, has alleged widespread fraud during a vote that saw incumbent President Yoweri Museveni win a seventh term in office. The opposition leader is in hiding, saying he fled a military raid on his home hours before the 81-year-old president was declared victor on Saturday. In a series of posts on X.